Please enjoy this Buzz on Biz podcast. You can hear the Buzz on Biz radio show weekdays from noon to 1 on News Talk Sports 1630 WRDW, streaming online at WRDWAM.com.
And we are joined in studio by Niles Ellefson from Ellefson Transportation Group. The website, ADSIUnited.com. Niles, thanks for being on the show.
How you doing, John?
You know, I mentioned this to you before we got on the air, and I'll bring it up. Niles is not a common Southern name.
No, it's Norwegian. I was named after one of my father's relatives, his uncle. Lionel, actually, is my middle name. That's Uncle Niles Lionel. That's who I'm named after.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yep. So my dad wanted another Norwegian name in the family, I reckon.
And
so.
You got it.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
You know, we'll talk about what you guys do, but I'm always curious to ask second-generation family members and sometimes more, was there a time you were never going to be in this business?
Oh, yes. When I was my dad.
And that is the answer I get from almost everybody.
Yeah, our parents put us in college. That was the focus. You know, we want you guys to go to college, come back. My brother had already finished college. I was on my last year of college when my dad decided that he was going to move towards retiring or getting out of the business and said, before I really make this move, back in 1990, December of 90 is when I was due to graduate, he was thinking about getting out of the business. I'm ready to kind of start getting out of here. And so both my brother and I and my brother Ty, we all were, you know, in the business, and we're all kind of discussing stay or do we go. And we'd been in the business our whole lives driving.
Sure.
We worked summers for my dad all through high school and college. So we're like, well, do we want to do this business or not? And so I guess the good outweighed the bad, and we went back and forth probably 6 to 8 months before we made the final decision.
What did you want to do?
Initially, go to college, got an engineering degree at Clemson University, is where I was. My brother was an IT guy from Appalachian State, so we both well educated, but we still enjoyed the business, but it was very hard work, and you know, we saw some of the growing pains that our parents went through, and so we were like, do we want to do this? Do we not want to do that? And I think all in all, I think it was wanting to make our parents proud. I think we were looking towards, you know, working for ourselves and building something.
And
you
that
know.
Leads me, that's a question that I haven't asked many second-generation. Did, in the conversation that you took a while, was there ever a part where you said, you know, you don't get many chances to own your own business.
Right.
To own a business that's got some, you know, established, you're not starting up.
Right.
Did that ever come up in the conversation?
Oh, yeah. And we wanted to really build something, be our own boss. We saw what was the big thing? Well, I think we saw what my dad had already done, and we wanted to carry that on.
Sure.
And I think we wanted to really build on top of what he had done, because he built it from hardly anything to a really great business at the time, and we wanted to carry it even further. And that's been kind of our goal. And I think over time it has done that. And took a lot of work. You know, working with family's been tough. You know, on and off. That's family business.
Yep.
But you know, in the long run, we really enjoy it. I think it's great. Our family's still all together in one location. We're all here in Augusta, so we've grown up here, raised our families here, and we love the town. So
now your role is not specifically, but generally with the moving aspect of it,
yes.
Moving folks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the entire role of Ellefson.
No, we kind of overlap. Actually, my brother's out on a move right now while I'm here, so we overlap a lot. We still get in there and do the work that needs to be done. So we, but primarily I focus on the operational part of the moving business. That's a big portion of our business. A lot of the employees we have a lot of people, because it takes a lot of labor to do this type of
work. A lot
of
moving parts when it comes to moving.
Yeah. So, the trucking side of it, and that's kind of what I'm in charge of. So that's what I do.
What's been the biggest change you've seen in the last 10 years in the moving business?
I think technology with, electronic logs with the drivers. That is something that's come about in the last few years. I think just that type of thing that, you know, we still have to handle the furniture by hand, to do all that by hand. But I think the technology, you know, just over time, being able to use computers, and we do inventories on iPads now. We don't just write an inventory on a piece of paper.
Right. So it's been eons I've had to move with a mover.
Right.
So everything is now logged in electronically. The couch, the ottoman, the kitchen.
That is something we've done the last few years. We're still training a lot of our people to do that. But they're finding that it's a lot easier. We can email paperwork wherever it needs to go. Saves a lot of time for the drivers. It saves a lot of time for the customers. They can electronically sign right at the home, and we can email them copies, and they don't have to keep up with stuff. They can find it right there on their cell phone if they need to look something up. So it's real convenient for the customer. It's convenient for our folks as well. So a big time saver. But, you know, some of the older school guys, when we came up with this technology, it was a big change for them. But they find that it's easier, then it becomes something that's commonplace for everybody.
We're talking with Niles Ellefson from the Ellefson Transportation Group. Again, the website is ADSIUnited.com. Does it, with all of that technology, I mean, does it cut down on, there's no couch? There's no end table. Where's the end table?
Oh yeah, it helps the customers identify. It's also what we use to check off when we deliver.
Right.
You know, and it's a hard copy that everybody has the same thing. It's more legible. used to be that the driver was handwriting,
right.
So it got to be a question of what they wrote up, because we do a lot of preconditions of the furniture when we move it.
Right.
So then it's more legible. It's easier to read. So it's a lot. Lot better process.
Now, you also mentioned before we went on the air, this is high season. This is busy time for you guys.
Yes.
Summertime.
Mm-hmm.
People moving in, people moving out.
Oh, yeah. When school lets out, usually right about May, we see a spike in, we do a lot of military work.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of COD moves where the customer pays for their own move, a lot of account work, and most every one of those want to move when their kids are not in school. So
right.
As soon as school lets out, we get a big push, and then it's all summers, you know, because they all want to get moved during the summer when they're kids, because they can relocate to a new place where their school can start fresh for a new school year, and that's primarily why it's that way.
What percentage of out of 100 moves,
mm-hmm.
percentage of them that are in city, you know, and percentage of them that move away?
Probably for us, I would say, if you count the military part of it, the military aspect of it, it was probably 60% of that is out of town moving.
Okay, I would have thought more, but so 40% is.
Yeah, we do a lot of in town work. We don't just do household moving. We do commercial moving. Where we install. Like today, we're doing a move for a company in town. We're moving them from one location to another on Broad Street. So that's a commercial move, and we do a lot of that work.
Kind of off topic, but as you talked about moving out of town, and the technology that's now involved, if your driver takes somebody to Asheville, for lack of a better place, are they then more often than not just driving back, or is some kind of work tried to be picked up in that?
We will try to find return loads depending on how far away it is.
Yeah.
Let's say one of our drivers takes a customer to Charlotte, North Carolina. That's an easy drive for him to come back empty.
Right.
If we go to we do a lot of Washington, D.C., Virginia area, we will find return load and load that truck full coming back toward the Augusta area or the southeast. It could be Savannah.
How do you do that?
We work with United Van Lines.
Okay.
They have orders, and we're affiliated with all the agents.
Okay.
Those agents that are in Virginia may be booking orders up there that they need moved down here. So they say, hey, we have a truck up here that's going back south. Let's load him up with a couple of customers and send him down back where he came.
But therein lies the technology.
Yes.
You know, the timing's got to work out.
Oh, yeah.
And they're ready to move, and you're up there.
Oh, yeah. And everything's on, you know, all our drivers are on a computer, so we all see each other's trucks, so we're able to dispatch by way of that computer to be able to see, okay, what drivers we have in this area. We'll say, hey, can we put that load on your guy, or vice versa. They do that for us and try to load that truck coming back the other way. So,
yeah
we definitely want every mile that truck runs, we want to have something on that truck, because we want it making money going both ways.
Have you guys seen an input an influx of business from cyber yet?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Really?
Very much so. Been doing a lot of work around town with just like some of the local moving that we do, like moving offices. A lot of companies are coming here needing things, a lot of new furniture installs that we're doing. We see a lot more people moving here with other companies that require storage. We're bringing them into our warehouse where we hold it till they find a home. Then we deliver out of our storage, and we've seen a big influx in that, and I think that's that's here to stay. So that's been really good for us.
How open is the next generation to doing this?
I think right now, I think they're in the same position my brothers and I were in, and that was we were working in the business, and our kids are just getting old enough to work in the business. We do have one of our my brother's daughter is already working with us.
Okay.
She does a lot of marketing and internet things for us, and she's already kind of in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Far as running the day-to-day part, I think our kids are still a little younger, but I think some of them are going to work like summer jobs with us, and I think they're in the same position we were. Well, it's just a summer job. It was just something we did
until we go to college. And that stuff's heavy.
Yeah.
Dad, that stuff is heavy.
It's hard work.
It is hard work.
Like, I don't know if I want to do this my whole life or not.
Yeah. He is Niles Ellefson from Ellefson Transportation Group. Again, the website is ADSIUnited.com. They join us on Fridays. Niles, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. Thank you.